Did you ever see a kitchen that was separate from the house?
Oh, yes, indeed. In fact, I never did live in one myself, but in one of the houses I lived in, a kitchen had been added, and there was a hallway mm-hmm. between the rest of the house and this room that was sitting out here.
Mm-hmm. What did they call the hallway?
I don't know. I mean, it was just a vacant place, mm-hmm. you know.
Why was the kitchen separate like that?
I presume that someone added that room at a later date.
What about, I can't remember whether you said or not, the space out in front of the house where you'd go and sit outside where you'd have chairs?
Well, when I was growing up, it was just your front yard. In fact, there was not a lot of that.
Well, if there was a built-up place mm-hmm, in front mm-hmm. of your house, what would you call it?
Alone and
well,
nothing else.
A screened-in place.
Oh, a screened-in porch.
Okay. Did you have one?
Had one in several houses that I lived in, yes.
What did you usually call them?
Well, most of the ones that had screened-in porches where I lived, we ate during mm-hmm. the summer mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. where it was cool. In fact, the house that had just been sold was last sold. We had a big screened-in porch where we always ate all our meals all the summer, although we had another dining room.
If it were not screened in, what would you call it?
Just a porch.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter whether it's on the front or the back?
No, most houses had both. Mm-hmm. Back and front porch. Mm-hmm.
Suppose it went all the way around the house. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am, because I have a cousin who still lives in one that goes two-thirds of the way around the house now. I don't know if it has a special name or not. In fact, I've lived in one that went all the way across the front and about halfway on both sides.
Some people use terms like gallery and veranda and paisa. Do you know any of those terms?
Veranda. The prissy people would call them verandas.
Is that the same as a porch?
That's the same as a porch.
How about a porch on an upper floor?
Well, now, I lived in a house that had a porch on an upper floor, too. I guess we called it a balcony.
Does it matter whether a porch has a roof or not? Is it still a porch?
Yes, as far as I know. Now, I never did live in one that did not have a roof, but I have been a number of places mm-hmm. that had porches without a roof.
Suppose it were just a small, little tiny porch just right outside your front door. Would you call that something?
Well, now, on houses long ago, that was called a stoop.
Mm-hmm. That was what I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, things in a house, the part of the house that the smoke goes up through is the
chimney.
Okay, and the area out in front of the
hearth.
Yeah, and the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across.
Great.
Well, is it great if it burns wood?
Mm-hmm. No, yes, it's either one, because you have a wood grate and a coal grate, and then, of course, andirons.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any old-fashioned term for andirons?
No, I don't.
Dog irons or fire dogs?
Fire dogs.
Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know which of these are supposed to be current in your part of Georgia. How about the shelf that goes across?
Mantelpiece.
All right, good. That's what I call it, too. It always makes me happy when people use the same term I do.
And it bothers me when houses don't have mantelpieces, because I miss having somewhere to put things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I thought if you had a fireplace, you had to have a mantelpiece.
Yes, I would think so, too.
Hmm. Although I guess you could build it without one. It just seems to go together.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And then what do you call the big piece of wood that you might put in the back that would burn all night?